At least 60 people have been killed in an airstrike by the Myanmar military in the northern Kachin state. The victims were at an event celebrating the anniversary of the Kachin ethnic group's political wing. Let's go straight to Tony Cheng, who's in Bangkok for us. Tony, what more do we know?
We understand that this was a celebration taking place at about 9 p.m. local time last night. Three Myanmar Air Force jets attacked what appeared to be a big festival. Several celebrated Kachin singers were on stage at the time. We understand they are included in the fatalities. This took place in Kansi village in Parkin Township, an area which is famous for its jade mining. It's very difficult to get precise information, although the number of fatalities has just been confirmed to Al Jazeera by a former MP who's in the area at the moment. That area has there been a lot of resistance to the military coup. The Kachin Independence Army have been fighting quite fiercely against them for some time. It's been closed off to the internet. That's why it's taking so long for this information to filter out. But I was on the border with Myanmar and speaking to people about how the Myanmar military is engaged in this conflict at the moment. And they say that in many of these areas where they're fighting armed ethnic groups, the Myanmar military is using these techniques where they have spotter planes up in the air, particularly at night, where people are very scared to turn on lights because those spotter planes call in anything they see, and that airstrikes or artillery strikes then follow. So while information is still coming in about this, it does certainly follow a very disturbing pattern that we're seeing from Myanmar's military.
OK, thank you for that update. Tony Cheng there for us in Bangkok.